Well, talent ID at junior level can come later on in the year for the Maggies, but they've got some talent ID issues within their own list, as there are a number of players pushing up for a spot in the AFL side, and don't think there's too many spots available. Collingwood forward line coach Steve Grace now joins us. Good evening, Steve.
Evening, Mark. Thanks for having me.
This is a bit more fun than trying to find ready, capable bodies to fill a number of spots and having difficulty doing so, as was the case towards the end of last season. It's a lot more fun trying to work out which of maybe 8 or 9 guys can go in for a couple of spots, as is the case now.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's the list is building nicely, and the able bodies that we've got to pick from, Mark, is certainly a lot healthier.
There's a go button that will be pressed on Darcy Moore's AFL career sooner rather than later. Could that sooner be as soon as this weekend?
Well, I mean, he's certainly in squad contention because he's put together a great body of work first from defence, and then we've known his capabilities can be used at both ends. So we've wanted to make sure that we grow him as a player, and we've got greater selection opportunities. So his last 2 or 3 weeks playing forward and being trained up forward. So he's certainly a chance, probably it might be a body of 6 or 7 players who certainly shone on the weekend against Box Hill.
Steve, thanks for your time. To me, it seems like you're in a far better position than you were at the same stage last year, despite the fact that I think you did turn 8-3. From an outsider's point of view, health of the list, actual form against good teams, and the depth available of quality senior players that you've got running around in the VFL at the moment suggest that the 2015 Collingwood's going better than the 2014 Collingwood at the same stage. And as a result of that, you'd be expecting that the second half of the year is going to pan out a little bit better as well. What's the general viewpoint from the coaching staff at the midpoint?
Well, I think on the surface, you'd certainly say that, Nigel, wouldn't you? And that's no disrespect to the side who ran out last year and did a fantastic job in the first half of the year. And I think it's always difficult to compare with fixturing and bodies in there. But certainly the youth has shone in the last 2 months. And I think it certainly helps us build a strong squad mentality, rather than trying to scramble and squeeze and quickly train players up for areas that maybe they haven't been trained for or had a body of work put into them. So what we're seeing is that the players through the VFL and the players who are coming in are ready to play, and they're ready to play their position and play it with confidence.
So this will fall into your sphere of responsibility partially, Steve, and that is the now... Again, it's a good situation to be in. Difficult balancing act between Witts, Grundy and Jesse White. Gee, Witts was good last game against Aaron Sanderlands. It was a game obviously Collingwood would have loved to have won. I reckon had you won, he would have been one of the real heroes. We know that Brody is he's a real follower, likes to be on ball for most of the game. And, of course, Jesse White probably feels better about himself when he can have a run on the ball. So it's going to be a real fine balancing act.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like most teams, we're trying to find out the right balance, whether it's 3 talls, whether it's 2 4, whether it's 2 rucks. So the work that certainly Jared did on the weekend was sensational. And I think certainly he's jumping mental hurdles each week and looking forward to the player he can be. And Brody is the same player, both similar age players, but both different. As you said, Brody, a very aggressive follower. Jared, more the art of tap. So, and you're right, it helps to have another string of your bow with Jesse. And statistically, when he goes into the ruck, he's proven to be a good second ruckman. And that takes the pressure off him. But we're certainly grappling with who best fits and certainly who you play against. So that's certainly going to be exciting for us. But also a bit of a quandary each week.
And is this really dependent on who your opponents are as well? Do you have to measure up the opposition ruck strength before you make those decisions?
I think we try and go in each week, Mark, and play our best team available and play to our strengths. And I think that we need to be, as much as an offensive threat each week, as much as we are, you know, a strong defensive unit. And although, you know, that players do come into calculations, and certainly then with the second ruckman, you have to look at your forward structure, and you've got to be able to look at the strengths of the opposition and how much of an aerial threat you'll be compared to a ground level threat, and then how easily, you know, side strengths are in taking the ball away from their back end. So it is a juggling act, but we'd like to get to the point where we're going to pick our strongest team each week.
So how do you beat the Hawks, Steve?
Well, it's not an easy recipe, is it? But what you certainly need to be, and I just mentioned it before, is that you need to be an offensive threat to them, and you certainly got to challenge their defence. If you think you're going to sit back and pick your way through them, or if you think you can be a little bit meek and mild with how you use the ball, then they're going to press you and they're going to come over the top of you because their zone is very strong and they position the ball so well. So I think you need to be strong with your offence. And we're very confident with what we've been able to build this year with that. We think that we're a better side this year with the ball in hand and certainly looking after it a lot better. Our kick rating and our kick efficiency says that. And then also you need to look after the contest. Your contest has to be very strong. And once again, that's an area where we've proven to be consistent in. But no better week than test yourself out against the Premier.
Thanks so much for joining us, Steve. Is St. Bede's becoming the AFL coach factory?
I'm sure they're grinning. And it's nice of you to acknowledge that, Finey. Luke's done very well, and I've just crept along as well.
It's look in the classroom. Obviously, they don't let you slack off. They pick out the good sports people, and they set you back for extra work. And that sort of philosophy and that attitude, even though I'm only mucking around, can take you a long way because football now is study as much as it is practice. Thanks so much for joining us, Steve, and great insight there at very good club Collingwood. But you know what, Steve? Never as good as the mighty Maunders.
Yes, they are. They are. When your boundary work and your umpiring work, they tell me, is outstanding.
Well, I hope that's coming from the opposition. I wouldn't want to be considered biased there, Steve.
Of course not.
I'm not. I'm really not. Thanks so much for joining us. Great.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Nigel.
Great to have Steve Grace, Ormond man, and, of course, now very important at the Collingwood Football Club. And thank you for my Hawthorn man. I don't know what his real name is because they've got a nickname for him up here, but he often helps me out, and he helped me out with that St. Bede's info.